One of the main reasons that Jesus came was to bring life to that which was dead. At one point in time, we were all dead to God, dead in our sins, destined for hell, but he came to bring life and resurrection power to us because he loved us. Think about that. Think about that. I have one short scripture, and here it is. You're all familiar with this, but it's not the entire scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave. What did he give? What did God give? He gave Jesus, didn't he? That's the rest of the scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That was the main thing that God gave. He gave Jesus to us. Without him, we would have been lost in our sins, destined for hell, dead, without life. Even while we live, we would have been dead. But that wasn't the only thing. What else did God give besides Jesus? What else did God give? Yes, but I'm thinking more of in a general sense. Did he not give us the Holy Spirit? Gave us the Holy Spirit. Why? Why do we have the Holy Spirit? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, the moment we believe, the Holy Spirit comes to indwell us, to live within us, for the purpose of transforming us into the likeness of Jesus. Because we, in our human state, are so far, far away from him and his perfection and his beauty, his love, his kindness, his tenderness, his goodness. If we really think about it, we are so far removed from all that he is. But the Holy Spirit is at work in us to change all that, so that each day of our lives we're brought a little bit closer to him, a little bit closer, a little bit closer. And if you think about it, think about your past, whether you're a recent believer or whether you've been a believer for years and years. You're more like Jesus today than you were a month ago, 6 months, a year, 5 years ago. Think about the way that you were back then. Even when you first got saved. You're more like Jesus today. How do I know that? Because I can see him in each one of you. I can see Jesus in each one of you. Your attitudes, the way you think, the way you talk, the things that you do, the blessings that you are in so many different ways. So, God gave the Holy Spirit to us to make us more like his Son. But it goes beyond that. I'm talking about, or I've been talking about Jesus' character. We're making it more like him. But there's more to Jesus than just his goodness and mercy and kindness and love and everything. What about the things that he did when he walked the earth? What did he do? He preached the gospel, the kingdom of God, certainly, but what else did he do? He brought life to things that were dead. People got saved. People got healed. People got resurrected. He brought the dead to life. Remember Lazarus? He was dead in the tomb for, 3 days or whatever? And his sisters said, don't. Because he told him to roll away the stone from in front of his tomb. He said, no. He's been in there for so many days now. He stinks. Decay, bodily decay and everything. But yet, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, and brought life back into a dead body. Restored him. Resurrection power. That was another thing. or another aspect of what God gave. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit was upon Jesus every single moment that he walked the earth. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that is that resurrection power. One of the beautiful things that God has done in addition to giving us Jesus and in wanting us to be conformed to his image was not only that we be like him in character, but we do the same things that Jesus did while he was on earth. Scripture says or tells us that Jesus told his disciples, "You see the things that I do? Greater things than these will you do, because I go to the Father." And he's not going to leave us alone. He's going to leave us with the Holy Spirit. The greatest power in the universe, God himself in the form of the Holy Spirit, lives within each one of us. That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing. The God who created all of this lives within each one of us. That same power that created the universe lives within us. I don't know whether you feel that power or you sense the Spirit within you. Sometimes you probably do. I wish I could sense it a lot more. But that power resides within each one of us. Not only does God want the Holy Spirit to conform us to the image of Jesus in terms of his character, but he also wants us to exercise that same resurrection power. At the end of one of the Gospels, it says, "These signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will heal the sick. Lay hands on the sick, they'll recover, and do all sorts of other things." That's part of the heritage of the saints. To not only be like Jesus in character, but to do the same kinds of works that he did. Why aren't we doing those? Part of it is we're not strong enough in faith. But part of it is also that God is preparing us for that time when he can entrust his power and authority to us. You don't give a 10-year-old child the keys to your car and say, "Okay, go out for a nice little joyride and have fun." Why don't you do that? Because that 10-year-old isn't mature enough for that responsibility, to be able to handle it, to understand how to operate the car, understanding the rules of the road and everything. It's the same way with everything else. Any position that a person has, you apply for a job or whatever, you need certain qualifications. You need certain training, perhaps, certain experience that qualifies you for that position. And when you get that position, you gain more experience, you learn more, and possibly move higher and higher up. It's the same way in the kingdom. God doesn't entrust his power and authority to babes in Christ, those who are not mature in understanding the word or the ways of God and the ways of the kingdom. And that's part of what the Holy Spirit is doing too. Training us, teaching us about Jesus, opening the word up to us by revelation. And of course, that can't happen unless we're reading it, or we're hearing it, or studying it. But each day of our lives is part of that preparation. God is bringing us to a point where he feels comfortable enough to entrust us with his power and authority, just like he did with the disciples. they didn't have that power and authority right away. While he was still on earth, he did give them that. Remember, he sent out the 12, 2 by 2. Go preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead. And they came back rejoicing because of all the miracles that happened. Even then, they still needed more training and more understanding. And that didn't happen. Or I should say, they didn't receive more authority and power until Pentecost, after Jesus had ascended into heaven. He told them, wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, until power is granted to you from heaven in the form of the Holy Spirit. That wasn't just for them. That was for all believers. God is longing for the day when he can look down upon his people and say, yes, they're ready. They're ready. I want to give them some of my power and authority. I want them to go out and do the same things that Jesus did. Just like Scripture says, these signs will follow those who believe. And like Jesus said, you see the things I've done, greater than these will you do. I don't know when that time is going to be, but I do know we're in the midst of the process. God is bringing us to the point where we can go. Somebody has a need, we can go lay hands on that person and heal them. Even to the extent that somebody has died, lay hands on them and they come back to life. I believe it. Why not? Why shouldn't those things happen? Our God is an awesome God. Scripture also tells us that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Christ is in heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father. We are seated with him. We partake of his authority because we have been granted that, to sit with him on his throne, spiritually speaking. I mean, we're physically still here, but spiritually speaking, we are seated with him. Scripture also tells us that as Christ is, so are we in the world. We are to be just like him. Not only in his character, but in his works. We should be looking forward to the day when we receive that same kind of power that the apostles did back at Pentecost. I long to see that in this church and other churches, where we are bold enough in our faith to go to someone and lay hands on them and see them healed, to see miracles happen, even the dead to be raised back to life. Is God able to do that? We all know that he is. We've read about it, we've heard about it, we've seen some miracles ourselves, maybe not of that magnitude, but all the things that we have seen, all the things that we've read about, are all in preparation. Preparing us for the day when we can participate in that, when God can use us to do those very same things. Like in the video. There's resurrection power here. I know it's here. It's not because we possess the power. It's because the power possesses us. The Holy Spirit is within us. There is resurrection power here. It's in each one of you. It is. We need to let it out. We need to be willing to say, Lord, yes, use me. I desire that, Lord. I want to do the same things that the apostles did or the disciples did. Not because I want to make myself great, but because I want to make your name great. And I want to see people helped. That should be our attitude. Not to bring glory to ourselves or to our church, but to bring glory to God. To let the world see the God that we serve in all his glory and majesty and power. Why is that a stretch? Why is that something that seems inconceivable? It shouldn't. God created us for a purpose, and it wasn't just to live out our lives here and maybe witness to a few people or do some good works, which is all fine. God is greater than that. His power is greater than that. I think he's longing for the day when he can entrust his people with that kind of authority and power. And each and every one of you is capable of exercising that. It's just a matter of finishing your training, so to speak. Crying out to God and say, Lord, yes, I want to be used like that. I want to help people. I want to see people raised up and healed and whatever. I want to see those miracles because I want to bring glory to your name. I want others to see the God that we serve and come running to him because of what they see and what they see in us. There is resurrection power here. The dead has come back to life. We were all dead once. And to whatever extent there are dry bones here, there is power to rattle those bones and bring them back together, just like in Ezekiel. There was a valley full of dry bones, and God asked Ezekiel, Ezekiel, can these bones live? What did he say? He said, God, you know. What he was basically saying is, yes, you know they can, because you have the power to do it. And what happened? The dry bones came alive. There was a rattle. They came together, and sinews came upon them, and skin, flesh, and blood, and everything. What a miracle that was, and a vast army stood up. Maybe we don't have a vast army here, but I think we got some dry bones. There's a lot of times I feel that way myself. I don't want to live like that. I want to live in the resurrection power of God. And I hope you do too. Because that's what God wants to bring here. He wants the dry bones to come alive, resurrection power to flow, so that you have that touch, that resurrection touch. You can impart that power and that life to others, whether it's through your touch or speaking a word. That's what God wants for his people. That's what God wants for you. Praise God. Let's pray. Father God, I can't speak for everybody else, but I can only speak for myself. Lord, I long for that day to see your power flow through each and every one gathered here this morning and those who could not be with us this morning but desired to be. You offer that, Lord, to each one of your children. It is part of our birthright. We have been adopted into your family. We have all the same rights and privileges as Jesus does. We are seated with him on his throne. That is one of the great things that you have done for us. You have elevated us to that position. You have made us royalty, brothers and sisters of Christ. In your family. Lord, we long for the day when you impart that authority and power to your children, and we use it wisely as we're being led of the Spirit to bring life to that which is dead, to raise up, to deliver, to heal, to work mighty signs and wonders, to bring glory to your name, that others may come to know you and love you and honor you and worship you as we do. Make it so, Lord, we pray. May it be soon too, Lord. For we don't know how many days we have left in this world. Because of all the things that we see, we can't help but feel that the end is coming. Still could be many years off, but even so, Lord, there are still many souls to save.